This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
A special occasion. All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
By the way, folks, Audrey's wearing a necklace.
I'm glad you noticed it. My husband made it for me.
Did he really?
Yes.
He should quit his day job.
It's called Dragon's Blood Turquoise.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. You noticed I noticed it?
I did. I really appreciate
that
it.
That is nice. With your hair up, you have an elegant look today.
Yes, well, you
thank
do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of good news today, folks. This is going to be a tough show for all three of us and the off-road community, and I will leave that to you if you can get through it.
I will try not to get choked up and get through it. Unfortunately, we have some very tragic news. We've had a big loss last weekend out of Sacramento. Our lobbyist, Kathy Lynch, and her longtime partner, Jerry Uphold, were tragically murdered in their home last weekend. Kathy has been instrumental for the San Diego Off-Road Coalition, for our subcommittee, the Off-Road Vehicle Legislative Coalition, with CORVA, California Off-Road Vehicle Association, and ASA, American Sand Association.
And she's been doing this how long?
She's been doing this since 1985 is when she started her business, Lynch & Associates, as an, to be a lobbyist up in Sacramento, and she started lobbying back then. She knows the ins and outs of the state capitol, how the committees work, their staffers, how to process bills through, how to work the system and work basically the staffers and get key information and valid, very important, vital information to push legislation to the proper people at the key time or the, you know, just the right moment. She's been doing it for so long. Mm-hmm. I mean, her knowledge, she's just a brilliant woman.
And her relationships.
Her relationships.
Yes, you know, everybody in every committee.
Yeah, because she's been there. She's been there for, you know, almost 40
years. Well, that's what Ed and I were talking about, you know, because we were saying, okay, we've got to find another lobbyist. Well, you just can't go find another lobbyist.
A lobbyist with that experience.
You got to have a lobbyist that has the right mindset. You got to have a lobbyist with the right
communication skills.
And is
the people
liked
skills.
By all, which it sounds like she was. Yes. Are there more people in her company or was it just her?
Just her and Ann.
And then
Ann is her assistant.
Yeah.
And Ann is going to be helping us this year.
Okay, so there is. Long enough to tell me that.
But she's not a registered lobbyist.
But she can get registered, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she will.
Yeah.
To be honest, but she's going to help us with stuff that a lobbyist
that's still in the works
required to be, but she'll help us get letters to the committees at the right time, and she'll give us guidance.
Hopefully, Sacramento's is going to appreciate her and do something in her name. We don't have any information as far as
memorial
services,
celebration
money that you
yet.
Could send to a certain, you know, charity of what have you.
Not yet. No,
yeah,
unfortunately.
But you'll find that all out right here probably before you'll find it out anywhere else because there was very little news, you know, in the news cycle.
Yes.
In fact, I've seen nothing in the news cycle.
It's surprising that I think of because of how it played out. I don't know if it's because of that and not wanting to promote.
I mean, you would think that that would be even more of a reason why, you know, some people would.
It would blow up
and
catch national attention.
Well, our hearts go to the friends and the family of Kathy, and we're going to do everything we can at our end to keep the ball rolling. Because the fight doesn't end
No. There's about a 4-minute and 9-second video from March 31st on Thursday. A couple of senators that have worked with Kathy for many years, State Senator Dale and Senator Nielsen, adjourned the Senate in honor and in the memory of Kathy. And I would just like to switch over to the clip of that real quick and do the honor.
I rise with a deep heart and adjourn in memory of Kathy Lynch, who was an advocate with integrity and respect and loved by many. Tragically, Kathy was taken from us too soon. Kathy started her lobbying firm, Lynch & Associates, in 1985. Ms. Lynch's clients included business and trade associations, the nonprofit sector, and education interest in California. Prior to entering the world of public policy, Ms. Lynch worked for New York-based Fortune 500 company, where she specialized in labor relations and administration. She earned her Bachelor's of Science degree in nursing from Mount Mercy College and her Master's of Science degree in labor and industrial relations from Iowa State University. Showing her compassion for others, Kathy would even practice as a coronary care nurse at local hospitals on occasion during the weekends. Kathy had an unwavering commitment to advocating for legislation at the state capitol and was involved in many professional and community organizations. She cared deeply about the work that goes on in this building and was especially passionate being the best advocate for her clients because she believed in the missions and their issues. It is our hope and prayer that those who worked around Kathy respect her for her commitment to doing everything she could to help make California a better place. I ask that we adjourn in her memory today. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Dahle. Senator Nielsen.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I do as well rise with a heavy heart. Known Kathy for some near 40 years as a strong advocate, standing forth for what she believed in, for whom and for the issues she advocated for. She gave all of her heart to it. She advocated in areas of some controversy, the right to keep and bear arms. There were other clients as well, but as you know, that's somewhat controversial around her here. Kathy never blinked an eye. She knew what she believed in. And though she did have an advocacy firm, for her, that was very secondary to her fundamental First Amendment beliefs. She was always gracious, not combative and confrontive, friendly, a solid citizen. A good example of what advocacy can be around here, and isn't always. Her partner in life, Jerry Uphold, also was a superb advocate, exhibiting the same qualities they enjoyed a good partnership. Those of us who knew them were shocked. And there are occasions when such news really does set you back. This one set me back. There seems to be some injustice when you lose someone under the circumstances that she passed. It's extra tragic. But we know that she is in God's hands. God's will be done. And with my wife and I continue to fervently pray for Kathy and Jerry Uphold. Thank you for the Senate adjourning in their honor today.
Wow. Congratulations. That's what a tribute. That's just great. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Talk about Wayne Miller Tire if you'd like.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs. If you're stuck on the side of the road, if you're stuck at a job site, he's got those mobile trucks. Come and get you back on the road and back to work. Give him a call at 619-596-2800.
He also deals with RVs. So if you have an RV, you may not know this, but your tires are only good for 6 to 7 years. Yeah, swing your RV over to Wayne Miller, have him take a look at them. He can tell you whether or not they need to be replaced, even if they look good, because there's nothing more exciting than going down the freeway and blowing a tire in RV.
Oh, yeah.
It's an e-ticket ride, I'm telling you.
I saw a guy driving yesterday with a flat front tire going about 2 miles an hour, and it didn't look very good.
But you know what? I hate to tell you this, but the faster you go with a flat, the better off. No, I did it.
I'm pointing at Audrey right now.
I did it in a Lexus LX 570. The light came on. I had zero pressure in the right front, so I stood on it. And it got smooth. I went, okay, this is cool. I'm living.
It wasn't a run flat.
No, it wasn't a run flat. So I'm living large. This is good. I'm going to make it to the exit. So I got to the exit, and then when I slowed down, and then I started beating the snot out of it. But
yeah,
it's funny. I mean, I'm not advocating that you do that, folks. It just happened to be something I didn't feel like pulling over and changing the flat because
in a dangerous place.
Well, no, I found a good place, but see, I can't. I have to change it because I go on air and tell people if I see some guy on the side of the road waiting for AAA, I usually roll the window down and yell at him. And so
of course you do.
Well, of course I do. So now that I can't do that because I have to stop and change. And only 10 minutes. It wasn't that big a deal.
That's good. Tires.
I've changed a few in my day.
Yeah.
Pull over, pull out my tools, and go to work.
Yeah. So it's been
a tough week.
It's been I want to dedicate the show to Kathy. Past shows to Kathy. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that we would be where we were at if it wasn't for Kathy Lynch what she's
done a lot for us.
Ed did some research back in 2015. He interviewed a couple of different lobbyists and interviewed Kathy. And
let me go a little further back. In 2007, the off-road program sunsetted.
Yeah.
And I was involved. I was president of SDRC back then. And I was involved in the reauthorization of the program. And it was a hard run. There was two lobbyists involved, Terry and Pete. And all the organizations were working together. And the environmentalists really came in on us hard. And it was a very difficult process to get what we wanted. And we didn't get all what we wanted, not at all. So I knew that in 2017 it was going to be about the same. And I didn't think that the lobbyists that other people were supporting was going to do a great job for us. I thought, we should get somebody else. It would be great to have somebody helping. And so I wrote grant requests to Polaris and another company, to Yamaha, and Polaris granted us money. They gave me money, and I went shopping for a lobbyist. And then another guy gave us some money, Lance Ricotta, who owns Boardmanville and is trying to get that bridge across the railroad tracks out there.
Yeah.
So he helped us a little bit. And I went shopping for a lobbyist, and I interviewed a number of lobbyists. There was a fish and wildlife meeting in a California Fish and Wildlife meeting in San Diego. It was down in Fashion Valley, and they were talking about a variety of animals that were going to potentially go on the list. And I was interested in the flat-tail horned lizard, so I went down there for that. And there was a lobbyist there who was representing some hunting interests, and that was Kathy. She was there. And so I got to meet her, and I got to see her talk and see her in action. And I was very impressed with her. And so I talked to her, and I arranged a meeting, and we negotiated. We came up with an agreement, and I met her in downtown San Diego. Bob Hamm came down too, and the three of us, we signed the paper. And we hired her in late 2016 to help us with reauthorization of the program in 2017. And at the beginning, things went pretty smooth. And then a state senator introduced his version of the program. We were looking for somebody.
This is the green sticker program.
This is the
reauthorization of the green sticker, because you haven't said that yet.
So this is the off-road vehicle program in California that has to do with green stickers, state vehicular recreation areas, and grants. So all of off-roading in California goes through the state parks program. And that program, which started in 1971, had been reauthorized a number of times. The environmental community would get involved, and they wouldn't let it become a permanent program. They wanted it to come back for reauthorization so they could get in there and do things to
tweak it.
To tweak it, yeah.
Basically, they want to add.
Do things in their favor and things that we don't like.
Yeah.
And so every year there's stuff that we don't like, and it's always been a battle. So I knew it was going to be a battle, so I wanted to have somebody on our side to help us. So we hired Kathy, and I had worked with three lobbyists before Kathy, and I didn't know how good a lobbyist could be until we got Kathy. I didn't know all the things that they could, would, or should have done until I saw the things that Kathy was doing. She was...
I mean, we get a master list at the beginning of the season, like, all of the bills. We
I'd
get
never
a priority watch
list.
Lobbyists. We get updates on the priority watch list bills. We get...
I mean, with Pete, he'd say, oh, you might want to look at this or that. But we never did a comprehensive search of all the bills that came in.
So she did her job.
She went above and beyond, in my opinion.
So there was the searching at the beginning. That was big. And then there's that bills go through committees. And a few times the lobbyists had said, okay, we need to go to this committee hearing. We need to have somebody speak. But I didn't know that you could get your letter of support or opposition to the committee members so many days before they meet, so that letter can go to the committee members so they know ahead of time what's going on and who supports a bill or who opposes a bill. So Kathy really was very good. Our bills that were important to us, our letters got to that committee the right amount of time. So some of the bills that we really care about, the double appointed bills, so the bills that go to more than one committee, for instance, the red sticker bill goes to both transportation and natural resources. So that's those two committees in both houses. So that's four committee hearings. And then they both get appropriation committees. So that's six committees. And then if there's a change in the other house and it has to go back to the other. So it could be like 10 or 12 committee. There's a lot of stops a bill can make. And you need to track and you know where, when and where. And it's a lot of work, but Kathy had it down pat.
Yep.
And I didn't see other lobbyists doing this. And I don't know if we can get another lobbyist that's going to do this, at least not for what we can afford, because we're not an oil company. We're not a nursing union. We're just a bunch of volunteers that are trying to keep the desert open. You know,
More than just the desert. We're trying to keep all public land open, you know.
And our bake sales really, only make so much money.
Yeah, and her heart, I mean, she really cared about what we did. So she didn't charge us a lot of it because, you know, if it was something that was near and dear to her that really mattered, I mean, especially for the entire state of California, for how large our state is and ensuring that we had access to lands, you know, and that it wasn't just shut down for the resources to protect it, you know, to ensure that every organization, every group, because she was, you know, an equestrian horse rider. She was rock climber. She was the Second Amendment representative. She was all about education and arts and science in education. She was one of their main ones as well, which is near and dear to my heart. You know, when I did go to college, that I was in, you know, the sciences and it's just, I don't know. She's an instrumental player. And I don't think that we would be where we were at. You know, she was key in, what did Amy Garnett post online? We never had a permanent off-highway vehicular, motorized recreation commission before. It had come up just like some of the other bills and had a sunset. The commission wasn't permanent.
Oh, the commission.
She got
the
commission permanent for state parks.
Was that last year, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, she was able to do that. And last year was key because last year we lost Carnegie, but in the loss of Carnegie, we got Senate Bill 155, where we are going to be looking at new existing state parks. There's 100 90 state parks in the state of California. I think there's like 192 altogether. And there's 9 of them that are state vehicular recreation areas. We lost a large portion of Carnegie, but what we gained with that was we gained that Senate bill where they're going to look at existing state parks to add in state vehicular recreation areas
and
give us more 4x4 training, what they're going to consider training tracks or access in more parks. So, I mean, that's huge for them to be able to.
She got us something where we were going to just purely lose, and she got us some potential.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do better than what we had would have had otherwise.
Yeah, instead of us always fighting and trying to keep or get back things that we've already lost, you know, she was trying to get in front of it and gain us more land instead of, you know, just trying to keep what we have by the skin of our teeth, you know, open.
It seems like we're always like just trying to hang on to whatever we have left. If we could just hang on to that, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
And then some other issue comes up.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's
So Kathy was a dignified woman. She was, you know, when you talk about lobbyists, sometimes they're held up to be the bad guys. Oh, you know, the smoking lobbyist or the oil lobbyist or this or that. Kathy, I could not imagine Kathy ever doing anything that was remotely corrupt. And,
no. And
if you ever see Better Call Saul, the lawyer advocate on that TV show, I mean, for the right amount of money, he would do anything. And that's like the polar opposite of Kathy. You couldn't give her enough money to do something contrary to
her beliefs.
To her beliefs, you know, of order. Yeah. And
her principles and her morals. She stood high above. She wasn't about politics. She was about policy. That's what Amy Garnett kept saying to me, you know, and that I think that that's key. That's a hard thing to learn.
But she had great relationships and she really understood the legislative process.
Yeah.
She understood it very well. And it's complicated. You know, I was working with her through the organization and we traded a lot of emails and we had phone calls and I was like, she knows stuff that I would have never known. And through her decades of service and work is how she knew that stuff.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. S-T-O-R-C Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to S-T-O-R-C Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Way back in 1982, Steve and Sherry Kukla founded San Diego Off-Road Magazine, and it was a needed publication for the off-road community as it was growing and growing and growing. No one knew where to go, what to do, what the rules, regulations, no place to go sell their gear other than, you know, some website. Even if I don't even think they had websites in 82.
Nope.
So San Diego Off-Road Magazine has been doing their due diligence for all these years. And if you're interested, go to ssorm.com. You can sign up. You can get the publication online. There are places you can get it hard copy. But if you want to keep the off-road community informed, you can be part of it as well. You can advertise on it. What?
He's asking where you can get a hard copy. Ed's trying to mouth to me, where can you get a hard copy? So I was saying at Amazon. He's like, I didn't know I could still get one. Amazon, you can still get a hard copy. It's $15.59.
Don't you ever get your emails? Don't you read your emails?
Wait, I get email?
So anyway, folks, go to SSORM.com. San Diego Off-Road Magazine. San Diego Off-Road Magazine. Well, when you guys do events, you guys should get a box of them from her. You know, the printed.
But she doesn't do them printed anymore. She used to do them for free, and we used to mail them to each of our members each month, but she stopped printing them. Now you have to go to Amazon and order, and they're made to your order. And so,
it
but you can get any month,
more.
You can get any month, any of the previous months, past years, any of them, you can look
up
and
you can have those printed.
You can have them printed. Anyone
now,
you
know,
want. It's super nice. It's a lot nicer than it used to be too.
The paper quality is a lot better.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So the pictures are more clear and the writing.
Oh, it's very nice.
It's a little stiffer paper.
Here's a guy that hasn't even seen one.
I have three
no,
of
I
them
have,
since
I have
she stopped.
Had some
I got
printed.
The Amazon ones printed. Yeah.
And you know what's neat about that magazine is readers can send in their photographs. They have different themes.
She has contests for it.
They have contests, but they have themes like Valentine's Day. So send in a picture of the couple.
Or the vehicle that gets stuck the best.
Exactly. So if your picture goes in the magazine, it's fun to go to Amazon and get the hard copy printed and have that on the bookshelf. And you can show it to your friends and like, oh, look, here's our picture.
Well, I would like to do a shout out to Tierra del Sol. I'm pretty sure their picture is going to go in this next month.
Is that they a four-wheel drive club in San Diego?
Yeah, Tierra del Sol four-wheel drive club in San Diego. I want to do a huge shout out to Bonice. I am supposed to be calling in right now, and I'm supposed to be on site out at Valley of the Moon with Tierra del Sol this morning. Unfortunately, I celebrated one of my really good friends' birthdays and the life of Kathy last night and woke up a little bit too
a little later than
little less functioning this morning than I planned. So I am not at Valley of the Moon with Tierra del Sol four-wheel drive club right now with Bonice and Bill Kassler and Justin Ashley, and it looks like Mark Davenport and John Gray I'm seeing in a picture with a couple of the Bureau of
is
Land
Amy
Management
there?
Representatives. It looks like Eric
Amy
Sullivan
Bulmer
with
is there because she called me, said she saw
there you go yeah. again.
She saw a Sprinter van on the side of the road broken down.
It was you.
She thought it was me.
She might be. She's not in any of these photos, but they are out on the trail and they're putting in their new kiosk and their new trail signs for adopting the trail for Valley of the Moon. So I'm super excited for them since I just went out and did that trail 2 weeks ago. They were going to do a trail day today and clean up any trash or anything along the way, but I got to say that there's got to be a lot of off-roaders out there that have a lot of respect because we didn't see trash. We didn't see, things left over that needed to be picked up.
Just takes time.
That were left. So super proud of Tierra del Sol Four Wheel Drive Club for their new Adopt a Trail Valley of the Moon going in. They're out installing signs right now as we speak and out on that trail. So huge shout out to them. And as I talk about that, I want to challenge you other clubs out there. There are lots of clubs here in San Diego. They've broken out and started their own, whether you've got 7 vehicles in your club or, you're up to 50 like Tierra del Sol in your club. I want to challenge you to get involved. Sponsor Corral Canyon. Corral Canyon has, over 20 different trails on it out there. Sponsor one of the trails and get out there and do a trail maintenance day. With all this rain that we've had, there's a lot of overgrowth. We need to get in and get those bushes trimmed up, the manzanita trimmed up. It's that time of year, it's springtime, where we usually get out to Corral Canyon and we usually have a trail day with the San Diego four-wheelers and with TDS, Tierra del Sol, and San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We usually go out in April, actually, and do a trail maintenance day. So we need to get a hold of the Cleveland and see if we're going to get that on the schedule. But I want to challenge you other clubs to step up. San Diego Off-Road Coalition has a couple of them.
What do you think the club should do? Adopt a trail. In Corral
Sponsor
Canyon?
A trail. Trail wherever you're at.
Possibly, if they get an agreement, they could put a nameplate.
So you put a nameplate.
Played
at the beginning of it.
And they would go out and they would trim bushes.
And take care of it.
If there's a rock in the wrong place, they could push it back.
Yep. If a tree falls over, you get your chainsaw out and you cut it up and get it out of the trail. It's all part of the trail maintenance and keeping up. What it does is it lets the agency and that organization know that there are users that care about that area. And it helps us to, if a potential endangered species comes up, because once you consider it endangered, they then have to treat it like it is while it goes through the process. So, letting them know means we work with them, help to keep the areas open, have access to it.
And if people are volunteering with a trail and they're spending time, the hours that they spend can go to a grant match. The agency like the Cleveland National Forest gets money from state parks in the form of a grant to do operations, law enforcement, safety and education.
Yes.
Those activities. So a club adopting a trail will help the forest get a little bit more money to do their management. So that's a good point.
And yeah. Shows we care.
Shows we care. Yeah, exactly. So I want to challenge those clubs to get out and be more active in your community. Step up and get active within the agencies and start hosting some more trail maintenance days and some more cleanups within them. I feel like SDORC has held a lot of cleanups this season. We've been active in every location that we possibly can to ensure that we show the agencies that we truly do care about these areas and we want to keep them open, and we're here to help in any way that we can.
What about Adopt a Highway?
We do that as well.
But I mean, the other clubs should too.
It looked pretty clean yesterday. I drove by. Audrey, do you know if Bronco Peak Trail is adopted by anyone? That's the trail out of Corral Canyon. That's probably the hardest trail out there.
I think that's actually a TDS trail. I don't know if it's TDS or San Diego Four Wheelers. I always get them confused because one has Sidewinder, one has, there's Gunslinger, Sidewinder, Bronco Peak.
I motorcycled over that years ago, and it was really a difficult trail. Now that I'm older, I don't know if I want to bring a bike on there. Rocks are not kind to the side of the bike.
I'm glad
your body.
I'm glad you're finally starting to take into that
there
into consideration.
That
well, it's that recovery time, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, wow, you know, it's been a week.
Yeah,
and I still can't walk.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, again, we talk about this all the time. Everybody needs to get involved. If you want to continue to do the sport you love, you need to be part of the solution, which is the more people that show up, the more people that get involved, the powers to be will see the results of that.
Yep.
And it'll help make their decisions maybe different, because that'd be for example, if they said, hey, if every off-roader would like to have open deserts come to this meeting and nobody showed up, guess what?
It sends a bad message. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you do stupid stuff like cut chains, cut down fences, go into areas you're not supposed to go, damage or destroy private property just because you want to get to the top of a specific mountain and you know you got to go over this private party or private property to get there, that's not a good thing.
No.
Yeah, disrespecting private property is a big problem.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It makes people mad, and when people get mad, they try to find a solution.
Right.
To them, and their solution is really detrimental to our fun.
And when you cross that line, who do they blame? The whole off-road community.
Yep. Yeah, all of us are bad guys. One guy does something wrong and we all pay.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. And, you know, we got to constantly tell people that. We shouldn't have to, but we do. We have to constantly remind people. We shouldn't have to constantly remind people to join the groups that are out there. And there are a lot of off-road groups out there.
Yep.
So you're not locked into one. You could go to their meetings. They all have websites. Find a group that you really like, the people that are in the group, and then join them and support them. You know, we would love to have everybody in SDORC.
Oh, yeah. By the way, our general meeting is this coming Tuesday at the Ranch House. So if you want to join us, we are going to have a group chat and hang out from 6 to 7, and then the meeting goes from 7 to 8:30, depending on how many different things we talk about and what all we have to discuss. But you're all welcome to join us for our general meeting this Tuesday at the Ranch House in Santee.
Ranch House Restaurant?
Yeah, Ranch House Restaurant in
Santee. You never been there?
I've been there, yeah. Good food.
Yeah. Shout out to the owner, Pierre.
Thanks, Pierre. He gives us the space. He's been a good friend of ours for many years. And you never know who's going to drop in. Elected officials, famous racers, bunch of dedicated off-roaders. So we have fun at our meetings. Well, this one we'll be talking about our reflectors and when we're going to go out there and put them on the fence. That's be one of our topics.
Yeah, we'll reflect some more on Kathy Lynch and in honor of her. I just got to... I'm not going to be able to not talk about her for a long time, I think, and definitely dedicate a lot to her. She is
We'll never replace her. We'll hire another lobbyist, but we're not going to be able to replace Kathy.
No,
So our groups are, we're talking about what we're going to do, and we don't know exactly what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. We're going to look, and we're probably going to hire somebody.
Yeah.
Whether, I don't know the details of how it's going to go, but we're going to keep working. We have legislative priorities. We have issues. We need help up there.
Audrey and I are far from
Sacramento.
Yep.
And even if you live up there, it's a daunting system to work with. It takes some very specialized expertise to be able to navigate and to optimize people like our situation. Like, how do you make that work?
Yeah.
In the coming weeks. Oh, it looks like it's about our time.
All right, so let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Are those the same two entry songs?
What do you mean?
You need to find a new random, because that sounded just like the last one.
The motor starting.
It's a top fuel funny car.
Okay, I was going to say, can you tell what it is by the motor starting?
Of course
we should make bets
on
this.
Of course I can.
We should.
Of course.
Hello. Can you name whether it's a Chevy Nova SS, or can you name whether or not it's a Chevelle? Or
well,
it's
not a Ford. I guarantee you that. It's a Chevy.
Not a Ford. So, Audrey, you're going to Devil's Canyon next weekend? Is that looking like?
I think it's the 16th. I'm going to be Bo Nice's passenger for Devil's Canyon. Tierra del Sol, you have to pull a permit to run Devil's Canyon. It's just it's a canyon that goes up the grade. So they're at the top
of
the grade at Inca Paw
right
now. Yeah, they're at the top of the grade at Inca Paw right now, which is where Valley of the Moon is. It's across the way from the Desert Tower on the other side of the Desert Tower. So that's where they're currently at. But one of their other trails is Devil's Canyon. Devil's Canyon does the entire grade. So as you go down the grade to the bottom of the hill to Ocotillo and back up, there's two washes that go in and out and crisscross back there in there, and Devil's Canyon is one of them, and this is a trail you have to get a permit, and you have to get permission. It's limited down to, I think it's either 10 or 12 vehicles, maybe, I think is your max that you're allowed
at
one time.
I think you're on the right track.
Yeah, I don't think it's more than 10.
Not that many. There's not that many vehicles, and they only give 6 or 7 permitted runs per year.
Yeah,
per year.
It's 6.
That's on the edge of the habitat of the Peninsula Bighorn sheep.
Yeah, and that's
so they
not...
have to do stuff to protect the sheep, and so by limiting the access to the canyon, that's part
of
it.
Yeah, so that's not per club. That's for the entire year.
Yeah. That's
there's only 6 per year, no matter what.
And Tierra del Sol gets all or most of the permits?
4.
They get 4? Okay.
They get 4.
Because they've adopted the trail. They pull trash out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They do nice things for the place.
Yes. Yeah. So it'll definitely be a trash run.
Have you been in there?
No, I've been trying to go for 2 years.
For a couple of years you've been trying to get in. So
yeah,
I want to hear what you think of it.
They tell me my 94 YJ, my husband's Jeep, isn't big enough. Our little pizza cutter tires, they say, won't make it through, even though
we hear
that. KJ's
an exceptional driver, though. I think sometimes a good driver can get through stuff where other people
can't. Yeah, it's all about tire placement. So I'm excited for that. Then Easter Jeep Safari is coming up for those that want to head out of town and go to Moab in Utah. There'll be a big get together and gathering for Easter Jeep Safari this year. Tread Lightly's putting on a few different trail cleanups. So that's coming up. It's a whole week long event. I believe Easter is April 17th. So it's going to be the same weekend or same week.
Rick Moore, he goes every year.
He hasn't missed it in a few years. Rick Moore, shout out
to
Rick.
Are you there, Rick? Hi, Rick.
I just don't know with his
arm is okay.
If healed enough,
is his Jeep
for him
running
to drive
good, and
to
do
go.
His friends want to go.
Yeah.
So we'll hear about it, and we'll see.
Easter Jeep Safari is coming up, but that's typically, our end of the season. That it's kind of our final call out for us when
my
we talk
season
desert.
Never ends.
And
I'll
we
go
talk...
to the desert in the summer at night.
Well, we can go to
but I'm just different.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, switch it up and switch over to like Big Bear or somewhere in the mountains,
Definitely.
Go up or a flame on the backside of Julian or something like
it's
that, where it's a little
cooler, but it's not as hot as way down in the desert.
Yeah.
So State Parks gives out money and grants. And in the month, now the month of March and April, the grants applications are available for the public to look at and comment on. And so I've been reading grant applications, and I'll be writing comments. And in the years past, I found all kind of funny business with people asking for money for crazy things. And so far this year, I haven't found any funny business, but I'll keep looking for it. I consider myself a custodian of the off-roaders' money, and I want to make sure that money goes, gets spent accordingly, gets spent properly. I don't want it wasted on radar detectors, on vehicles that aren't necessary, on patrolling places that don't need to be patrolled, like when the San Diego police were getting a grant to patrol the beaches. Never mind that the lifeguards already have jurisdiction there. So it'll be interesting to see what I find, and I'll be reporting on that probably at the end of April. I'll talk about if I found any funny business, which I always love to find, and I always love to write a harsh comment. And I'll be writing positive comments on the grants that I think are good for us. And of course, I know a number of people in agencies that write the grant requests. So when I see good grants, I want to say a shout out to those guys and say, thank you for this grant. I hope you get funded. This is a worthy project. So when I'm talking about grants, for instance, the Cleveland National Forest will get some. The Bureau of Land Management from El Centro, they'll be getting a large grant for the Imperial Sand Dunes. Friends of El Mirage and Friends of Jawbone, those are two different nonprofits, and they will be writing grant requests for a lot of money, or their requests are in like over $1 million, an awful lot of money. They've taken over most of operations from the Bureau of Land Management,
and which
is really astounding to me that a nonprofit can take over management of an off-road area from a federal agency, but thanks to Ed Waldheim, did that.
But if you think about it, the federal agency doesn't have enough representatives to pursue and manage that area. But the nonprofit has then raised enough funds to handle, and they've set it up in the correct manner that you have the correct people in place.
They're paying people to work out there.
They've got
like a bunch of volunteers. And they use, like, they have cleanups and they have volunteers, and they use those hours for the match, and they somehow leverage that into a large amount of money.
Yeah, and it's needed, the size of the area. I mean, Jawbone's big. There's a lot of trails out there.
It's big. It's well-loved. It has a variety of interesting terrain. And, you know, if you park at Jawbone, it's a neat ride over to Randsburg. You ride to Randsburg and have lunch. And ride back.
So Jawbone is off the 395 and
it's off the 14.
Oh, it's the 14. Okay,
yeah,
so it is
a little ways
off the 14.
From 395.
Okay.
But I mean, it's still, you know, it's a short drive, but it's a long way on a dirt bike.
You're almost to Bishop, right? No, it's on the other side.
I'm not sure where Bishop is. Further north on 395.
It's just before that, right? It's
14 between like Highway 5 and Highway 15, but closer to 15.
Yeah,
it's sort of a diagonal, I guess.
Okay, and then El Mirage is right there at the base of Lake Isabella. When you're headed up off of, what is that, the 282 and the 395, I think?
Yeah.
Right there?
I remember I took 395 and go north a ways, and you turn left.
I think it's called the 282, and then you turn right there, and El Mirage is the base of that.
So El Mirage has the dry lake, which is expansive. It is big and hard. It's almost like asphalt concrete. It is extremely flat.
Yeah.
And they have high speed racing, and they manage it pretty well. If there's any water on it, they don't let you on it.
Nope.
Right? They don't want to have ruts and grooves and stuff. And you're not allowed to do donuts or burnouts. Oh, you know who else goes out there, which is kind of interesting, is a land sailing, like a giant skateboard with a big sail. And
yep.
Those guys go tearing around. But in addition to the dry lake, there's a lot of acres of trails, especially on the north and the east side of the dry lake. But I had my three-wheeler out there, and it took me probably half an hour to go around the perimeter of the dry lake.
Yeah.
Like, it's really big.
Yeah.
And they have a 200-mile-an-hour club for people that have gone over 200 on that relatively short distance. I think it's about 2 miles.
It's an alternative to Bonneville.
It's same people do both, but yeah, this is like the warm up. SCTA, and then the big day.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's just another. A lot of people test and tune there before they go to Bonneville.
Yep.
Because Bonneville is a little bit of a hike.
It's a long way. I think they only do Bonneville in August.
Yep. And it's coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
In August.
El Mirage, I think they have a monthly meet
right
there.
But you can go to scta.com, which is Southern California Timing Association, and they'll give you all the information as to what their schedule is.
Sure. The schedule and the rules and, like, you know, what do you want to build a vehicle, whether it's a car or a motorcycle, all the stuff you need to do.
Yeah.
And who has the record that you're trying to, you know. I saw the lowest one was 50cc with a sidecar, normally aspirated, and no fairing.
Well, the fun thing is to look for land speed records that have been around for a long, 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 long time, and then try to break them.
Sure. Ruin that guy's fun.
Well, no, it just makes him crazy.
Ed's next door neighbor, two houses down and across the street, Cattywonker, Daniel Hostetter.
Yeah.
Hostetter. He has held the land speed record for, 12 years, I think?
He's got a Deuce Coupe, a 1932 Ford.
Custom
that's
built
highly
out of the garage.
Changed and modified.
$20 says it's got a flathead in it. Because those guys love breaking flathead Ford records.
Yeah, I think
records.
He does.
Because it's easy to put a big block in it or something like that.
It's got a big block.
It's a challenge to use that flathead engine.
It is. But you can squeeze some serious horsepower there. All right, folks.
Become a member of SDORC. Support us. Support those that support our sport.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you Tuesday.
In loving memory of Kathy Lynch, I dedicate this show to her. My heart goes out to
her and her family.
To everybody that she's affected.
And all her clients.
All of our clients.
And all her associates in the Capitol.
Tune in next week.
Popular.
We'll have more updated news on Kathy's situation and our new lobbyist when that comes out. Otherwise, you guys have a wonderful day. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.